Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Da-na-na-na. Here we go. Well, Charge, your Vikings won a greasy, grimy 3-0 game. And my Packers got DeVito'd on Monday night. And yes. So right now the Vikings are one game ahead of the Packers for that elusive last wild card. It could come down to it in week 17, my friend.
It might.
It might.
Just might. Yes, it absolutely. Why, it's not going to get flexed. We're going to be playing that game.
Yeah. I have some bad news about that particular plan on New Year's Eve. Don't know if you're ready for this.
Oh, no. What are you going to drop on me right now?
I meant to talk to you about this, but I don't think I'm coming for the game.
No.
I know.
Take off, poser.
I totally suck. There's a lot of complicating factors involved here, and I won't bore you with all of them. So let me cut to the chase. And the chase is, God damn, I love being on my couch watching these games on TV.
Your laziness is the problem here.
It really is. It's like I'm at the point now of the NFL season as it slowly bleeds out to nothing. that I am feeling like, fuck, I just love watching the games. You know, when I go to a game, I miss everything. You miss everything as a fan. You yeah, really but, do. You well, get okay, some of the replays.
Wait a minute. The reason this would be perfect is because Sunday night is the standalone game. You wouldn't be missing any other games during the day with all the other games. You and I locked arm in arm on this on the Barca lounger. We'd yeah. be watching all the games at once.
Yes.
Together. We'd
yes.
be riffed, we'd be like Mystery Science Theater. We'd be having riffing on all the bad players, the officiating, the instant replay in person. You and I have been friends for 20 years.
I know.
You've never watched a game together. And not to mention, I had all the strings pulled to get us New Year's Eve reservations at Manny's.
I know.
At, yes, our bar reservations for after the game.
I know.
Boo.
So maybe I should, well, can you ask my wife then? This has not been passed to the war committee yet. Can you find me a good, convenient flight up there? And by the way, I've got to get out of town the very next morning because New Year's Day is the semifinals in college football, a sport I know you care very little about because you're so Mr. NFL, but I got to watch those games.
That should not be a hindrance for you.
Getting out early?
Yeah, getting okay. out. And not only that, if you fly Delta, at least Delta for sure, which is most of our incoming and outgoing traffic.
I was going to say, is Delta the jam to get up there?
Delta's the jam, and they have DirecTV on your console, so you just watch the game in flight.
Mm, got it. Okay. Well,
all right.
Let me rethink that. Let me rethink, because what I may do then is I may fly up, fly back, instead of doing this whole wraparound where I was going to fly up Saturday, drive to Minneapolis from Milwaukee, 6 hours.
Ugh. Yeah. It is it's a haul.
And then be there all week and, you know, doing nothing, waiting for week 18, Packers, Bears, Sunday at Lambeau, finish the year. Yeah. Let me think about this. I guess, you know, complicating things is this. I caught a cold. After the Packer game last week. I'm now just getting over it.
You're worn down. You're tired.
Yeah. There are, right, and so the thought of leaving the house and going places and not being in my pajamas is certainly unappealing at the very moment I think about this, but there are a few things that are as reliable in the world than a cold lasting 7 to 10 days. Every time. Minimum. Yep. Sometimes they last longer. But I've never, and I usually get one or two a year. Thank God. Some people say, that's all? You're doing good. Not through any of my lifestyle, I can assure you that. But
yeah,
every time I'm like, well, it's a sniffle. Let me really lean into it, get some rest, drink some fluids, take some medicine. I'll take some coldies, some zinc. It shortens the cold, and maybe I'll get through it in 3 to 5 days. No! It doesn't matter. It's 7 to 10 days every fucking time.
And it's always this time of year for me. This is always like, it's late November, early
transition.
December.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's coming, always it for me.
Coming in and going out of the season, I think then there must be a extra vulnerability to the seasons where you're more vulnerable going into the winter and coming out of the winter. So anyway, let me think about it. Not dead yet. Not dead yet. A little bit of a setback mentally, just like the Packers took a setback to the Giants on Monday night. How about the two dogs rising up?
Yes, unbelievable. Okay. And by the way, devastating people in their, their Survivor Eliminator weeks.
Oh,
a lot of people went down the drain on those two losses on Monday night.
Yes.
Tons.
And fantasy players with Tyreek Hill getting hurt are probably getting wiped out left and right.
They are. It was a huge, huge loss. But, you know, even though he came back and he had a couple of long passes at the end of the game.
Right.
It was not enough for those that had been coasting on Tyreek Hill, who turned out to be Probably the second best draft pick you could have made in this format, the guillotine format, or well, really almost any format for that matter. So, yeah, it was really, really interesting how that all unwound on Monday night. And a lot of – I thought your Packers – part of the game, I thought they played very well. Run defense was great, really, up until the very end of the game when Barkley started ripping off those long runs.
Yeah, run defense against the running backs. But not against DeVito. They ended the night with 209 rushing yards. The Packers defense under Joe Barry has now allowed 4 200-yard rushing games this year. That is second most. That's the most for the Packers since 83. The 83 defense allowed 6 such games. No, they were dog shit, and Joe Barry sucks. And then when they needed one stop, they needed one stop against Tommy Meatballs, and they couldn't get it because they let DeVito complete 3 layups and then a fucking flare pattern to a wide receiver against a punt returner and Keyshawn Nixon converted to a DB. Yeah.
Whoa. And there's more to it than just the bad plays, and I get that, but his – he made some good tackles.
Well, the punt fumble was inexcusable. The fumble was a killer. He muffed the punt. He then gets it. He covers it while on the ground and decides now would be a good time to get up off the ground and try to go make a play. Hey, watch this, man. And it's because last year he returned like 3 kicks for touchdowns, and he was just hotter. He was like Tamarick Vanover combined with who was the Bears guy that was unstoppable as a kick returner, punt returner.
How can we not? He was playing cornerback for all those years.
It's so funny that
Devin Hester.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It was a combination. He was like so hot for a span last year to get him in contention. So he's kind of got this cloak of YOLO. Watch this shit. And boy, did it cost him last night. It as I said, that one play downloaded the malware to the entire game that fucked everything up. You could kind of feel like, all right, this is a little bit of a tough sledding game here. Just don't make any sharp moves and let's treat this second half like a snake handler. Get the fuck out of here. And then that happens. So what are you going to do? Tommy Cutlets is a hell of a story. I would love the story if the story hadn't had such a big chapter written against the team that I root for now, the Packers. So I'm a little bit salty about it. But absent the Packers losing to them, I would be all into this story. Are you into the Tommy DeVito story?
Yeah, it's super fun. I mean, here he is, like journeyman college quarterback who, transferred a couple of times and then. Just a total afterthought is a waiver wire pickup by the Giants. And he couldn't have looked worse in those early starts. Total desperation moan. And if they had any alternatives, they almost certainly would have gone away from him.
Sure.
But then just through sheer desperation, they got to keep starting him. And the kids evolved into a great story. And give Brian Daboll credit for figuring out what that kid can do. And then just having him go do that. Right. Okay. He's not a great passer. Let's build all these designed runs for him. Let's have him make fast reads and get rid of the ball quickly so he's not deliberating in the pocket, because that's not going to help anybody.
Right.
I thought Brian Daboll's done a tremendous job of playing to his strengths. And would it work? It might work 2 times out of 10 that you get the outcome that you got on Monday night, but it worked here and it was good enough. And, next week it won't get nearly the element of surprise that the Packers had, but –
No,
credit.
The magic shoe will wear out in short order, because it does all the time, like it apparently has with your boy, the Pastrnak. What happened in Vegas? I did not watch that 3-0 masterpiece in the desert. First of all, how was your trip, my friend?
Boring. I had the most boring trip to Vegas ever.
I worked for
almost all of it because it's in season. I normally don't travel at all because I got working.
Yes.
So I sat there in my room, and with a bottom floor room, by the way,
opened
my curtain, Planet Hollywood, which I like Planet Hollywood. I opened my curtains and I'm looking at a concrete wall. Like, that is not the Vegas experience you want to have.
That sucks.
At least
you didn't stay somewhere where you could walk out onto the street from your door. That would have been a motel.
That would be a motel, right?
Right.
And I'm old enough to remember when Vegas had motels, and on the Strip, no less. But, you know, they're all gone now, of course. But
I thought there was one motel still up and running near the South End. The Jackrabbit Inn?
Maybe. I don't know.
But, yeah, it used to be.
I don't ring a bell.
You know, there used to be a really grimy motel down by Circus that some of my friends would stay at, believe it or not.
Wow.
Because they were cheap rooms. No, it was...
By the way, that's for people for whom Circus was too expensive.
Too ritzy.
It's like hot Stewart's for my blood.
Oh, God, I'm going to have to look it up. But anyway, yeah, so you were there. You were working the whole time. Did you go to the game itself with your colleagues at WFAN? How were your seats? How was the stadium? How was the fake eternal flame of Al Davis?
The flame was kind of cool, and right under the flame, they've got a stage where they've got a big band, and it's sort of like the band from like the old Johnny Carson show with a big, like a horn section and drums, and they got all that, and that was pretty cool. The stadium is a very attractive stadium. For the press, it's a bad deal because you have like the worst seats in the house. You are at the very, very top of the stadium. For the press boxes, because we're not revenue generators, press. We are revenue eliminators. So we got the worst seats in the house. And then we got subjected to 3-0. Now, note the last, I believe the number is 258 teams to score 3 points or fewer had lost until the Vikings did it.
So you broke a streak of 258.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that? And in a game in which neither offense could get anything functioning, the Vikings defense played great. Actually, so did the Raiders. But mostly the Raiders are just all about Josh Dobbs, who, you know, he was Tommy DeVito 3 weeks ago, right? He was the biggest story of the NFL, the out of nowhere quarterback who was spurring the Vikings to improbable victories. And now look at where we are.
Yeah. So what happened? Like, what was he doing in this game that was so sucky? Is your boy, quote, not awful, going to be good enough?
Yeah. Nick Mullins has already been named starter for next week.
He is
non-awful. So first thing he did wrong that Josh Dobbs did is he nearly killed Justin Jefferson.
Oh, that's true. Okay, yes. Murder ball.
Yes, it was. It was a murder ball slant that was just Jefferson had to go up and just expose all of his ribs to the point that the shot he took sent him to the hospital. They were worried about internal bleeding bad.
Yeah, he went and got it, which is a credit to him. Here he is with a backup QB. You're probably worried about signing him long-term, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, very.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does this help or hurt?
I think
no effect.
I think this helps because everybody, including Jefferson, realizing Kirk was awfully important to this team. They really, you know, and I think this is going to pave the way for this team to go back and re-sign Kirk again.
I saw your poll, I think it was yours, saying, okay, Viking fans, what would you do next year for Kirk? A, re-sign at any price. B, re-sign at market value. Or do not re-sign at any price.
It was close to that, yes. Okay. Only 5% of the – I got like 6,000 votes.
Right.
Only 5% said don't sign him no matter what.
Right.
Which is a massive change.
I mean, look, we're doing pretty good from where we've come, right?
Exactly. it was so far off of that. But now everybody can see in excruciating detail what it looks like to have a terrible quarterback and just a middling quarterback or whatever the hell we got here. So, you know, and with Kirk here, the two losses the Vikings have had since Kirk went down, a 1-point loss and a 2-point loss, almost certainly would have been wins, and the Vikings would be sitting at whatever it would be like an 8-game winning streak right now, and they'd be sitting at the top of the division. Would be a totally different story. Yeah. Kirk could be in the MVP race.
Yeah.
Let me dream right now, okay?
This is
how I feel right now.
I enjoyed Kirk on the Manning Cast on Monday night, and I saw where now he has a Kohl's Cash blinged out medallion. I love how he's leaning into it. He is the perfect fit for your franchise. He's got something going there. He's a reliable, dependable quarterback. It makes too much sense to let him go. I can't see them letting him go.
And they're going to draft out of position like 20 in the first round. And that's just, that's not going to get you a sure thing quarterback. So you sign Kirk to a probably a 3-year deal, and you also draft a kid, and you know, you find out what you got in that kid later.
Yeah. I found the hotel, by the way, or the motel. And this is
All right, I'm going to Google this.
All right, write this bookmark this website, kids. For those of you who are big Vegas aficionados, vintagelasvegas.com. And they have basically, it's a Tumblr page, but it's got very fine print. Every hotel, every property grouped, clustered by the general geographic location, working from downtown on the strip all the way to the South End. And the name of the fucking motel that some of my buddies would actually stay in, pile of shit that it was, the Westward Ho.
Oh, I remember the Westward Ho. Yes. I am not too old to remember it. Walking past that. Yes.
Yes. They closed the Westward Ho in 2005. It was in a cluster of properties and other stuff next to a McDonald's. And now it's Resorts World, basically. It's where the new Resorts World is, which is glorious. But yeah, Westward Ho. I remember picking up a couple guys to go play golf at Westward Ho circa 2001, thinking, you guys need to splurge a bit when you come to Vegas to stay.
If you're so cash strapped, you have to stay at the Westward Ho. What are you going to do when you get there? You're not going to be gambling.
No.
By the way,
no.
The price to gamble, Zabe.
Oh, talk to me.
God, heart stopping.
Talk
my
to
two
me.
Games. My two games are craps because I love that craps is everybody rooting together, right? I love
in you know theory.
In theory, right?
There are some assholes that play the don't pass line.
That's right. And you know what? Feel free to do that. The rest of us, when you hear a huge roar from the casino floor,
right,
9 times out of 10, it's coming from the craps table because there's 14 people all on the same side and something great just happened. Somebody just hit a point.
I can assure you 10 times out of 10. There's no other game that produces a group roar. Pie gal.
I mean, maybe
a blackjack bust in which the whole table is in on it, but there's so many hands of blackjack. You know, a shooter that's building a roll that just won't end creates a buzz unlike anything else. So, yeah.
Correct.
Okay, so crap. So let me guess. Surely there was some $15 pass line craps tables available.
Now, I only looked at my own casino, Planet Hollywood, which, is, by the way, which is not exactly
upscale.
Bellagio,
no.
right?
No.
I mean, this is
no.
a middle tier.
If you couldn't get a $15 pass line buy-in at a craps table, then what are we even doing here?
Zabe.
What?
Saturday night, which is the only night I had available for me for this trip.
Sure.
Saturday, yeah. Saturday night.
Yeah.
Table minimum for craps.
Yeah.
$50 was the pass line minimum wager.
Are you fucking shitting me?
Isn't that ridiculous?
It's beyond ridiculous. It's insane.
Yes. I mean, you know, so if I just want to go, I want to go pass line bet and then like
back the odds
four times. Yeah, back my odds at like 4 times my odds. Right.
Right.
You know, now I'm looking at it. I get $250 out.
Yeah, right. Forget migrating your bets up to the numbers and to play. You'll get the board loaded up.
You can't.
I mean, you can if you want to blow a bunch of money. Wow. Was there anywhere cheap to gamble?
I don't know for sure. Now I do know the town was effectively sold out. So the Vikings game brought in like 2/3 of that stadium were Vikings fans. But also this big rodeo thing's in town, which is a really big deal.
Okay. Yeah.
The rodeo. And but, so we saw people in cowboy hats everywhere. So the whole town was sold out.
Having been going to Vegas, how's that for conjunction? Since I've been going to Vegas for over 25 years, it's been sold out before on many times I've been there. Mm-hmm. I've never seen the kind of predatory gouging like there's going on now. I just don't understand the economics of it.
But apparently we're paying it. And, you know, they're charging it because we'll pay it, apparently.
I guess so. And they're cramming shittier and shittier rules down your throat.
Yes,
table by
are.
Table. Did you see yes. Did you see any of the new vaunted crapsless craps?
No, that eliminate- but that's been around. Crapless craps has been around for a while. I mean, I remember seeing that as a kid when I was in my 20s. But so what that means is 2, 3, and 12 don't crap out, right? Isn't that crapless craps?
Right. Yeah. But it further tilts the odds in favor of the house. Because while it may seem like a good deal for the player, it's not.
Yeah.
It's bad all around. Did you see the roulette wheels with a third green triple zero?
Yes, I know they're doing that now. Come on. It was already bad enough. It was already bad. Okay, now we gotta mention this. If you wanted to play craps for less, you have to do it at the electronic machine.
Yeah, that's where they want. I think that's where they want to funnel everybody.
That's where they want to funnel the $10 pass line player.
Right.
That's where they want to put you, where there's no human interaction. Mm-hmm. They don't have to pay for a staff.
Yeah.
So, but you know what? That's not what I want. That's not the fun.
No, the fun is to be elbow to elbow and to chat up and meet people that are also gambling. Interesting people. One of my favorite craps experiences was downtown, where I still think you can get reasonable prices on gambling.
Yes.
And I was playing craps next to a bunch of guys who were A-10 Thunderbolt mechanics from Kansas City.
Cool.
So they were mechanics for one of the badass warplanes in our entire arsenal, flying tanks, basically, low to the ground, slow moving with huge cannons that will just pop, 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 blow shit up. And they were there, and they had their, like, mechanics bowling shirts with their call signs on their names, you know, like Goose and Maverick and all this. You know, they weren't Goose and Maverick, but you get my point.
Yes.
And then the best was this, is that there was a young, it looked like a nice young lesbian couple, two gals at the end. Wasn't quite sure if they were. But that's fine. That's also the fun of craps. There's a little bit of people watching as gazing down at the other end of the table trying to figure out, okay, what's going on with this guy or that gal or this couple? What's going on? And it kind of became apparent the way they're interacting that, okay, I think they're girlfriend. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't confirmed until one of them starts shooting the dice and starts hitting a few numbers. And you know what their congratulatory high five was? They took their four fingers and they spread them apart two by two in like the Vulcan sign.
Love, yeah, I'm doing it right now.
And then they turned.
Locked them.
They turned and they did a little scissor lock high five. And I just said, isn't life beautiful? Look at these young lesbians playing dice. Scissor high-fiving each other. So yeah, you do not get that at a fucking machine. You'll never get that at a machine.
And that's the stories you want to tell. Okay, let me give you my favorite crap story. It's my first time ever going to Vegas. I'm 21. My dad's been waiting. He's like counting down so I can go to Vegas and gamble with him. He's got us up at Golden Nugget downtown.
Okay.
And the first sign that I'm not in Minnesota anymore. We get to our room, open up the shades. And I'm looking at the Union Plaza, which is at the end of downtown. And up on the Union Plaza in one million point font size on the side of the building, the Union Plaza, they're promoting their big show, Nudes on Ice. And I'm like, okay, that's going to be different. So we end up playing craps at Union Plaza. And at one end of the table is a guy who looks like a hobo. He's got dirty clothes. He's got a long, ragged beard, and he is hammered. And at this point, it's like we're playing like $1 craps or $2 craps back then. And it's Union Plaza anyway, which was a dump even then. And it gets this hobo starts rolling, and he's on fire. And he's making a point. He's making points and he's making points. And he goes through like 20 rolls. And the table's all just electric. They're all cheering for this guy. And then he stops. the dice comes to him and he says, I can't do it. I got to go to the bathroom. And he's been drinking beer. He's been drinking. I've seen him pound like three beers.
Right. But you don't want to get, you don't want to interrupt a heater.
Right. You can't. And everybody's like, no.
They're like, look, hobo, just piss your pants. I probably not the first time today you've done that. We don't care. Do it.
He pissed his pants.
Of course he did.
He picks up the dice. He closes his eyes and just lets it go all down the front of him, down his legs, into a puddle on the carpet.
Were people revolted or were they like, he took one for the team? God bless him.
Cheering.
That's so great. That's incredible. And so basically the table was happy. They dealt with the fact it smelled like dirty hobo piss down where he was throwing the dice. The two people closest to him just had to suck it up, right?
Right. You just got it. And you know what? Everybody wanted the role. They just, you know, those roles come around very infrequently. So, yeah, everybody's very happy. And yeah. he ended up rolling like 5, 6, 7 more times, as I recall.
Yeah. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Oh, okay, so on the just to wrap up the Tommy Cutlet story, it's a great story. Good for him. It won't last forever. He's going to turn back into a pumpkin soon enough. His agent stole the show on Monday night, dressing up like an extra from The Sopranos. Somebody said it looked like what if you went into ChatGPT and said, ChatGPT, create the agent for Tommy DeVito, the Italian kid who lives at home with his parents and plays quarterback for the Giants. And AI's like, yeah, this guy right here. This would be his agent right there. Looked like it was a fake creation, but yeah. So other legends in NFL history, like legends, and I'm not talking star players or people in the Hall of Fame. These are bit legends along the way. I'm going to give you one, and then you can give me one or two that you said you
thought
of.
I've got a couple here, too.
Okay. Yeah. The name Bill Malinchek has not really resonated with most people, but it's easily one of the most amazing stories in NFL history. Bill Malinchek was brought out of retirement by George Allen, the late George Allen, coach of the Redskins back in the 70s, because George believed that Malinchek was great at blocking punts.
Okay. Was he like he's a defensive lineman or something? Or a linebacker or something?
Yeah. So he brought back one of his retired players for a game against Dallas just to block a punt. Malinchek had been working as a stockbroker for 2 years, but came back to play for just one game and only to block a punt. And guess what he did against the hated rival Dallas Cowboys in a win?
He did it.
Blocked a punt.
Wow. How about that? That's fantastic.
So there's a legend for you right there. Your legend that people may not have remembered.
I've got a bunch of one-hit wonders for you.
You mentioned Timmy Smith, the running back for the Redskins that started Super Bowl 22, right. I should know these by heart. 17, 22, 27. And he started as a surprise by Joe Gibbs at the last minute. Didn't tell him until the night before. And he ran wild on a Broncos defense that got turned inside out like a dirty sock.
22 rushes, 204 yards, and 4 touchdowns for Timmy Smith in the Super Bowl. His first ever start, as I understand it. Now, do you remember what happened with Timmy Smith that offseason and where he went from there?
Well, he wanted a ton of money because, you know, obviously you're going to cash in on this. I believe there is a bit of a holdout, and he didn't really do much after that.
You are correct. So he held out, eventually relented, showed up in camp, but now he's out of shape because he hasn't been in camp.
Yeah, he was fat.
He just flopped after that. Never did anything with his career, and ultimately got arrested in 2005. Was in jail until 2008.
Right, Timothy LeRae Smith played college at Texas Tech. It was Texas Tech, and he was what was he drafted? Drafted 5th round in the 87 draft. So there's a legend for you right there.
All right. Let me give you a couple with Packer ties for your many Packer listeners. Green Bay quarterback Matt Flynn, 2012. They're resting Aaron Rodgers at the end of the season. He comes in week 17, goes berserk, throwing for almost 500 yards and 6 touchdowns against the Lions. Seattle in the offseason goes, well, apparently, he's great. We'll sign him to a 3-year, $20 million deal. That didn't work out. They drafted Russell Wilson, and that was the end of it.
Yes.
It never materialized, and he is currently running a hydration beverage company.
Oh, there you go. All right.
I'll give you one more Packer. Green Bay wide receiver Jeff Janis out of Saginaw Valley State goes berserk in the NFC Championship game in 2016 against Arizona with a trip to the Super Bowl on the line, scores 2 touchdowns, including a Hail Mary from Aaron Rodgers at the gun to force overtime, makes 11 catches, 145 yards, 2 touchdowns, he'd been a backup like all the, you know, his whole career. This game sticks out, then rolls into the next summer, breaks his hand early in training camp, could never crack the starting lineup again. And now Jeff Janis currently owns the Janis Tire and Auto in East Tawas, Michigan, where he worked as a high schooler.
Yeah. Okay. Good stuff. I like it from more recent vintage. How about Viking legends?
One hit wonder Viking legends.
How about fantasy legends? Who was the quarterback? I think we brought this guy up previously on a podcast, but that won people's fantasy leagues for the Titans 1 year. Came in.
Yeah, that was the Drew Bennett connection with
he was a total flash in the pan guy.
Yes. And the thing is, bonkers. You knew his name last time.
Oh, really?
Drew. Yeah, it was Drew Bennett from, I'm going to figure this out right now. Drew Bennett, when he had his like 233-yard game. There it is. That would be catching passes from Billy Volek.
Billy Volek, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yep. That was a hell of a – so here was his – this was the fantasy playoff run for Drew Bennett. 3 touchdowns, 124 yards. Then the next week, 3 touchdowns, 233 yards. Then the next week, 2 touchdowns, 160 yards. Nice run.
Right, right. I love, by the way, Wikipedia, people have assembled pages that all the page is a list of succession of year by year, how many starts at quarterback your team had by name. And they put it in parentheses. It's very convenient to look up because now I'm looking at the years. It was 2003. Volek came in for McNair after 14 games. Neil O'Donnell played one, started one. The following year, they split McNair 8, Volek 8. Then McNair 14, Volek 1. And Matt Mock, remember him, one start. Yeah. Oh, my God. But they had Charlie Whitehurst was in there for 5 starts in 2014 with Zach Mettenberger. Mm. And just on down the line. There are some quarterback lineages that are absolutely hilarious looking at them on Wikipedia. Well,
it's like the old Browns thing, right? I mean, until you get your franchise quarterback, you just...
What do you have?
Flail. You just nothing. Flail.
Which is why the Vikings cannot get out of the Kirk business. You just can't. You'd be stupid to do so. What do you have to do? Go wander in the woods trying to find a guy?
Yes. I'm telling you, that's what people wanted. Some people wanted to.
Some people have a hankering to go out in the woods, huh?
They do. Yes. Deliverance style.
Right. Apparently... you're speaking of Achilles, apparently Rodgers will be cleared to play in a couple of weeks.
Unreal. Now,
do you think he plays?
All right, hang on. Let's pull up. First, let's pull up the schedule, or the standings, rather, just so I've got that in front of me. Because this is all about the standings, right? If the Jets are in a position of irrelevancy, it won't matter.
They're
But they're winning games.
Yeah, but they were 0-0, and then Stroud got hurt. Now, I don't know when in that game he got hurt and left. But
it was
still
late. It was very late.
Okay.
All right. The Jets handled
it. It was 0-0 at half.
My team. I loved it. I thought the Texans were going to go on a big roll and it was going to start here. Didn't happen. The Jets right now at 5-8 have no realistic chance. I mean, they'd have to win out for sure.
Right.
But that would only get them to 9-8.
Yeah.
They don't have a chance.
Yeah.
So why play him? So if you're Rodgers, would you do it? You know, let's say you can come back week 18 and 19. Sorry, 17 and 18. Would you bother to do it if you felt like the ankle was ready? Would you do it?
Well, if you're Rodgers and you love attention and you love to be the hero and you love to say, look at me, man, I fought my way back, then of course you'll do it. But it's the dumbest thing ever. If he intends to play a full season next year healthy, his rationale is, all right, so what's the worst that can happen? I hurt it again. I'll just rehab it again. I've got more time to do so in the offseason. Well, that's an idiotic way of thinking about it because you may not injure your Achilles. You may get your leg broken because you're slow because you're playing on a repaired Achilles. Duh. Right?
Right.
You might get Troy Aikman and have your bell rung so hard by LeVar Arrington on the sideline that you never play another snap again in the NFL. Yeah. And a lot of things that could happen. I just think it's dumb as shit.
By the way, LeVar Arrington's contract is we talk about bad contracts all the time. One of the worst ever was the LeVar Arrington signing by your Washington then Redskins.
What do you mean? Which one?
With the LeVar Arrington signing?
He was drafted by them.
Oh, wait. Okay, so then wait.
You're thinking about you're thinking about Albert Haynesworth. Haynesworth.
You're right.
I am
thinking about Albert Haynesworth. That's exactly right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
But get this. So Arrington, LeVar thought he was tight with the owner, Snyder, because when he got hurt, he was kind of a star, you know? He was really good linebacker early on. Had that play at Penn State where he leapt over the line to snuff out a run. Remember that? He timed the snap perfectly.
I do.
Yeah, I got played a million times. He's a good linebacker early on, but was prone to freelancing and then got injured and was never quite the same. But he was kind of friends with, Snyder early on. And so when he was injured, he was up in Snyder's suite during the game, which a lot of people, I remember us talking about saying, I don't think that's the best look, you know, to be in the suite. Like, either you're on the sidelines or you're just not at the game, right? But he fancied himself a friend of the owner. And that's okay. how the former owner treated it. Like, hey, look, these are my football player buddies. Well, sure enough, at the end of LeVar's tenure, Snyder put this clause in at the last second to fuck LeVar out of $5 million because of a clause he did not know was in there. It was a revision. And yeah, it was quite the to-do. And I'm like, yeah, see, he's not your friend, buddy.
No, yeah. He's nobody's friend.
No, absolutely not. And Al Michaels is out of the playoffs for NBC.
Now, did they bench him or did he bench himself? I want to know the details.
Bench himself. Please.
Because he doesn't care. You can tell he doesn't care. So is it like, I don't want to do it?
No.
Or were they like, we're done with you pretending that you have any interest in these games because nobody's buying it?
Al Michaels' performance last year in the playoff game where Jacksonville came back and stunned the Chargers, the game they should have fired Brandon Staley for. But they didn't have the balls to do it, so they wasted a whole nother year of everyone's life, including Justin Herbert's life. He's out for the year, by the way. Surgery on his finger. That was such a bad broadcast. He was so out of sorts, disinterested, low-key. Tony Dungy didn't help being aside him. That I'm so glad that NBC said, for whatever reason, you're not going to repeat that this year. It's a huge blow to Al Michaels' ego, which is the size of Montana. He's 79. I'm sorry. 79, golf course, rocking chair, lemonade.
Go have fun.
Yeah.
Right.
You're done. You know, yeah, you've God had bless your moment. Him, but you're done.
Yes. Well, 50 years.
But the juicy angle is that he said about Britney Spears during one game Thursday night, we're not going to show or talk about, not Britney Spears, sorry. Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, God, that's an insult, boy. The Swifties are coming after me. Don't you dare compare our girl to that hack. That crazy whore, Britney Spears.
Well, she is kind of a crazy whore.
Oh, okay. Those opinions expressed by Paul Charge, you can reach at Guillotine Leagues, guillotineleagues.com. All right, Charge, let's keep hope alive for New Year's Eve, shall we?
All right, please do.
All right, I'll work on it.
Talk to you later.
See you, buddy.
All right, bye-bye.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.